likely outlive half the people in town. Bee chuckled to herself. That wasn't saying much, considering the town had a population of about 800. But Aunt Sophie had never been sick and was extremely fit for her age. Bee found it odd that she had chosen to move to Pleasant Oaks, a small assisted living facility on the outskirts of town. Perhaps she just wanted the company, although Bee visited her several times a week. If something ever happened to her... The doorbell rang, yanking her from the dismal thought. She quickly sealed the envelope and went to the door. "Hi, Aunt Bee," Tommy Fitz said, with a broad, gap-toothed grin. She laughed softly. All the children in the neighborhood called her Aunt Bee, although she was nothing like the fictional character the kids saw in old television reruns. She'd just turned 25 a month ago. But Tommy was special to her, and when he called her Aunt Bee, her stomach always did a little flip, smacking right into her heart. "Hello, Tommy. I see you finally lost your front tooth." She reached to the side of the door and clipped the envelope to the mailbox on the wall. The boy explained in great detail as they stepped inside.